Welcome back, everyone. Don't mind me. You just happened to catch me having a little soak is all. Can you imagine me, the Vault Keeper, schwitzing in a mud bath? Well, what can I say? I've been exorcising. What are you waiting for? Come. It's warm and dark and thick. Ease on in up to your neck, and I'll regale you with the spine-tickling yarn I call Terror in the Swamp. Welcome to the Okefenokee Swamp, a mysterious marvel of murky swampness. Okefenokee, the land of trembling earth, or bubbling water, depending upon who you ask or who you listen to. If you're like two of the three people we're about to meet, you don't listen to anybody save the one person who you will meet.
Well, guys, we're making pretty good time.
Yeah, if you say so. Dave, we're going to need to take water tests here, too.
Sounds good, Sam. On the way back.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Forward.
It's going to get dark before you know it. You really don't want to be out here when the yellow flies start biting.
Yeah, I've been out here when the yellow flies start biting. I bite back. Now let's go.
We're tying up.
Veronica, I thought your uncle said you were the best guide he has.
I am the best guide he has.
Yeah, well, in my book, a guide does what we pay them to do.
Look, lay off, Sam. She got us this far. She's gonna get us back.
I'm a fourth-generation swamper. The only one in my family who knew this place better was my great-grandfather, who helped keep Cypress logging operations operating by keeping them out of areas they shouldn't go to. Get my drift?
Yeah, well, those are exactly the places we want to go to.
Hey, this is my boat, my rules, and we're logged to camp here.
Look, maybe just a little further, please. Buddy here can be a real jackass sometimes.
Well, look at you thinking you're gonna attract more flies with honey than vinegar.
I thought we wanted to avoid the flies.
Look, there's an extra 300 in it for you.
Please.
Don't touch my controls again. It really is getting too dark to go any further. We'll have to bed down on the skiff tonight.
Okay, Captain. So we just float here till morning?
And hope the swamp gas doesn't scare you.
Whoa, what was that?
The local owl.
You there! Don't go any further!
What was that?
South Georgia Pigman, maybe?
What?
The South Georgia Pigman. But I'm just kidding, because he don't talk. What? My father saw him once. Bigfoot of the swamp. No kidding.
Oh, my lord.
Please, don't go any further. Please, you must listen to me.
Hey, what are you doing?
Looks like his skiff is sinking. He might need help.
He looks terrified.
Oh, could be who we're looking for, Dave.
Wait, I thought you said you were doing tests for the State Water Board.
We are.
Don't go any further. You'll never come out alive if you do.
Hey, calm down. Is it the pig man? Because I've got a gun.
It's like nothing you've ever seen. And it will be the last thing you see.
Oh, come on board. Have a seat.
Okay.
How long's it been since you've eaten?
Or slept.
Jeez. A while?
Dave, come on.
We spare a sandwich. Yeah. Look, I'm David. This is Sam. Veronica's our guide.
Thank you, Dr. Albrecht. So, good to meet you.
What?
Wait, you've been here how long?
Decades, my dear. Years no longer have meaning.
I know this swamp like the back of my hand. Why haven't I ever seen...
Because I don't want to be found or seen. This era of swampland, no one should...
Should what?
I owe you for the delicious sandwich. A story, perhaps. It was 1937. The mainstream of the American eugenics movement had mostly moved overseas to Deutschland by then.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about...
I am. Through fake documents, a splinter group of scientists led by a Dr. Karl Vord came to work here, deep within the Okefenokee Swamp. The group was his botanist daughter, Marie, and her fiancé, a chemist named Bernard. Dr. Vord believed that instead of selective breeding or sterilizing the defective or ultimately outright eliminating entire classes of people, there was a better solution.
Don't worry, my dear. It's just an alligator.
I don't like alligators, Father.
But they are the link with the past, aren't they?
I hate them. But I won't let anything happen to you, Liebchen.
Oh, I know. And I love you all the more for it.
And my joy for your future union is only matched by my anticipation of our success on this project. Here we are. I see our supplies and accommodations have preceded us as planned.
There's no one here.
Of course not. They had their orders and they have done their jobs. There will be no one here but us. For some time.
Careful. Take my hand.
Thank you.
I think it's beautiful, Marie.
I've heard you say I'm beautiful, Bernard. This is not beautiful.
We are here for the work. And the work must take place here. You know that.
By all accounts, the conditions of the Okefenokee Swamp are the most similar to the primordial ooze of the origins of life itself.
If we can replicate the entirety of the primeval, prebiotic conditions that were present when life began, we can create new life. And if we can create new life, we can use that knowledge to extend current life.
We can become immortal, Liebchen.
I don't want to live forever if it's in a swamp. Oh! Not to mention I'm getting bit.
My dear, this place ought to be a wonderland to a botanist.
I know, Father. I'm just tired.
Come on. Let's get into the encampment. We'll start anew tomorrow.
And so, Dr. Vord, Marie, and Bernard set to work, one exacting scientific experiment after another. As fate would have it, none of them yielded the desired results.
Oh! We know that Haldane's essay postulates that methane, ammonia, and water were converted into the first organic compounds by UV radiation. These items we have, and yet we do not get life. Something is missing.
Perhaps we will never know. Perhaps we're not supposed to know.
You call yourself a scientist and speak like that.
It's frustration, nothing else.
He's just tired, aren't you, darling? Father, you must admit that it's difficult to conceive of the process that made the first cypress tree live for 500 years. Or the process that makes a plant carnivorous. Not what makes a plant carnivorous now, which is simply a sensible means to derive a protein source in such a phosphorus and nitrogen-free environment, catch and dissolve insects. But the something missing that made it that way in the first place. The how.
Exactly, Mary. Professor, it's the spark of life we're looking for.
It's late. Let us begin anew in the morning.
Wait, hold on. That's it. The spark of life. For real. What if the conditions we are looking for is a stimulus? A classmate of mine was always going on about how we are electrical beings. What if electricity is the answer?
Yes. Yes. Brilliant. Tomorrow morning, to work.
Ready.
There's an infinity of voltages.
Experiment 214, failure.
We'll find it.
Is it alternating current or direct?
Experiment 502, failure.
Let's not forget the range of acidity and alkalinity.
We must also consider the frequency.
Another failure.
And then there's time. The great board upon which we move. We have milliseconds, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, even years. But the creator had millennia and eons before that.
I'm sorry, Father. I can't say it.
Then I will. It's useless. Useless! We cannot build building blocks without amino acids. And we cannot make amino acids from dirty water and bad dreams. My work is a failure. And I've dishonored the fatherland.
Dr. Ward, that could be the one.
Father!
This could be the one. This could be the one. Why don't we let this from the sun? We'll start again in the morning. Good night.
Oh, burnout.
I know, Marie. We've been here too long. We've worked too hard. How long must we put off our lives together? What?
It's just an alligator.
Hate alligators.
Good morning.
Doctor!
Marie, Bernard.
Good morning.
Father?
I must apologize for my actions last night. For a man of science, they were reprehensible. There's just so much riding on our success.
I understand, Dr. Ward. And I think you'll understand when I tell you I, too, need a break from the pressure. Marie and I wish to get married as soon as possible, and we'd appreciate your blessing.
Marie, you wish this as well?
I do.
A break? I see. So, you choose to give up when your country needs you the most.
I am a scientist, sir. I don't have a country.
You have funders, do you not? Your superiors have expectations.
Father, Bernard is as loyal to the cause as I.
I'm not so sure anymore. Perhaps if we're not going to share our discoveries, we shouldn't discover anything at all.
You call yourself a scientist. You call yourself a German. You're neither. You are a sniveling coward. Go! Get out!
Perhaps I should.
Bernard! Father!
Marie, are you coming?
She won't go with you. She is loyal to the cause and will stay here and continue with the work!
Father, don't do that. Bernard has been like a son to you.
Now he shall be as my enemy.
Marie, are you coming?
Marie?
My place is here, Bernard. At least for now. With my father, with our work. Please, reconsider.
I would ask the same of you. Please, reconsider.
I have given you my answer.
You just left her there?
He had no choice. Her father's hold on her was stronger than love. Bernard crossed from the encampment to the rickety dock to sit and think. That's when he heard... He looked back, and Marie and Dr. Ward were in the doorway, surrounded, being consumed by a mass of quivering, writhing, living biomatter.
My daddy's told me some tales, and I've seen some things, but that...
It's true. It's all true.
You're saying there were Nazi scientists in my swamp trying to create life?
Trying to extend their own lives and those of their master race. And since then, I have stayed here, warning people away and continuing the work. And in doing so, I have foolishly extended my own life.
So, you're...
Bernard Albrecht.
What?
Marie Ward was my fiancé.
This is the most ridiculous... You said this story started in 1937. That makes you a 100-year-old man living in a swamp for 80 years.
116.
Oh, my.
Yeah, well, my math's never been one of my strengths.
All true, you say.
Every word.
Enough. Doctor, we came here looking for you and your fountain of youth, and we're not leaving without it.
What? I thought you were here to take water samples.
I wish I never made the discovery, but I had to for Marie.
Just give us the formula.
I can't do that. I won't do that.
Oh, yes, you will, Dave.
You didn't come all the way into this muck to leave empty-handed, pal.
Whoa!
Hey, hey!
Put it down, now!
Yeah, well, I can't do that either.
Give me that!
Give that back!
Shut up! All right, now, Doctor. You're gonna give us what we came here for, and we'll leave. Peacefully.
Those won't work on me, gentlemen. I have the cure for death.
Fine. Whatever. Bullets will work on her.
Hey, I don't want...
Oh, damn you! Very well. Just leave her be. What you are looking for is this way, in my hut. All my research and refinements over these many years. Make of it what you will, but leave the girl here.
Yeah, we can do that. Hey, Sam, tie her up for good measure.
Just so you don't get any ideas about running.
So, who are you guys really working for?
Kick. Trust me. The less you know, the better.
Look, you never told us what happened to that biomatter.
After the blob consumed Dr. Ward and Marie, it split in half. They couldn't get along, I kept each blob fed, but Dr. Ward always wanted more and more. I couldn't hold him back sometimes, and that's when there would be incidences of so-called alien abductions or other unexplained disappearances, or worse. I lost track of what became of Dr. Ward years ago. Meanwhile, Marie was a little less insatiable.
All right. Where is it?
It's this way. I discovered that a variation on the successful formula would keep her well-nourished, and I also discovered that it doesn't taste all that bad.
So we drink this primordial ooze and live forever, is that it?
Where is this stuff?
Marie is like the patient carnivorous plants she has grown to love.
Oh, is that an alligator?
Dave, come on.
I hate alligators.
I don't care.
But no, that's Marie.
What?
Say hello, boys. Sometimes she likes a special protein treat.
No, no, get back. No, get back.
Whoa. No. Get away from me!
Maybe you should listen when a strange man in a swamp tells you not to go any further. And now for you, young lady.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, please don't hurt me.
I must untie you. Please don't worry. You should go, young lady. Tell people what you've seen here.
I can't do that. People already think I'm crazy.
Try and don't come back. Marie can get a little jealous.
Hey, what about you?
What about me? I regret it all. Rest assured, I am paying dearly for my past transgressions. Marie said she didn't want to live forever if it was in a swamp. Now she has the potential to live forever as a swamp. And I have to live to make sure that my love doesn't spread. Isn't that right, my dear?
Now, if that ain't a punishment that's hard to swallow, I don't know what is. I feel like we've only skimmed the surface of the terror in the swamp, and sadly, it's already time to go. Keep your fins and your face mask close at hand, and join me again next time for another deep dive into my vault of horror. When someone says,
Get me out of here!
Hang on! Give me your hand!
It'll make quite a splash.
Ha 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 ha